Media Matter shares leaked footage of Tucker Carlson criticizing Fox Nation, "The site sucks." By Hannah Blow on May 1, 2023. Media Matter's Matthew Gerz shared a leaked video of former Fox News host Tucker Carlson criticizing Fox Nation, Fox News's subscription service, noting that it sucks. Fox leaks, Tucker Carlson slammed Fox Nation in behind-the-scenes video. The title of Gertz's article, which Media Matters presumably considered to be a bombshell, reads: "The video shows Carlson speaking on the phone and preparing for an interview with an exile in Romania, presumably Andrew Tate. I don't want to be a slave to Fox Nation, which I don't think that many people watch anyway," Carlson said, identifying himself as a representative of the American media now. "Speaking to an exile in Romania and welcoming him back into the Brotherhood of Journalists." The individual on the phone asked Carlson if the participant could wear a sweater during the interview, to which Carlson responded, "This is airing on the nighttime show, and I want it to look official. I don't want it to be like, bro, talk and I, you know what I mean," he asked. During the call, Carlson expressed frustration about producing good quality content, which would go to waste on Fox Nation due to the difficulties associated with using the website. "Yeah, but the majority of it, like, if we go, like, 45 minutes, it's going to be for Fox Nation," the individual told Carlson. "But nobody's going to watch it on Fox Nation. Nobody watches Fox Nation because the site sucks. So I'd really like to just dump the whole thing on YouTube. But anyway, that's just my view," Carlson said, expressing his frustrations. "It's hard to use that site. I don't know why they're not fixing it. It's driving me insane. And they're like making, like, Lifetime movies. But they don't work on the infrastructure of the site. Like what? It's crazy," he said, noting that he and his team are doing all this extra work and no one can find it. "It's unbelievable, actually. I don't know who runs that site," Carlson said as the individual on the phone told Carlson they will play a sizable chunk on the show tomorrow night. "That's the plan. And then what he's going to do is drive a lot of people to watch this on Fox Nation. It's going to be a great help to what we're doing over there on TC today," he said. "I know, but we're doing our part. We're like working like animals to produce all this content. And the people in charge of it, whoever that guy's, whatever his name is, like, they're ignoring the fact that the site doesn't work," Carlson pressed, deeming it a betrayal of our efforts. "That's how I feel. So I resent it," he added. Watch. This leak to Media Matters comes 1 week after Carlson's sudden exit from Fox News, which the media giant framed as the two parties agreeing to part ways. Carlson posted a statement 2 days after the news dropped, offering his perspective on the situation. "One of the first things you realize, when you step outside the noise for a few days, is how many genuinely nice people there are in this country," Tucker stated. "Kind and decent people. People who really care about what's true, and I know a bunch of hilarious people also. A lot of those. It's got to be the majority of the population. Even now? So that's heartening." He continued, explaining that our current orthodoxies won't last. "They're brain dead. Nobody actually believes them. Hardly anyone's life is improved by them. This moment is too inherently ridiculous to continue, and so it won't. The people in charge notice, that's why they're hysterical and aggressive. They're afraid. They've given up persuasion, they're resorting to force. But it won't work. When honest people say what's true, calmly and without embarrassment, they become powerful." Ultimately, Carlson, who was spotted enjoying time with his family in Florida after his ousting, ended with a word of hope. "At the same time, the liars who have been trying to silence them shrink. And they become weaker. That's the iron law of the universe. True things prevail. Where can you still find Americans saying true things?" he said. "There aren't many places left, but there are some, and that's enough," he continued. "As long as you can hear the words, there is hope. See you soon. Watch." According to last week's reports, Fox Corporation at one point lost $800 million in market value following Carlson's departure.